Yeah, baby. Thank you, Benny.
Welcome.
So good. You're so good, Benny.
I feel like smiling today.
You're the man. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Yep, welcome back. That's Benny. He's doing his thing, picking those tunes, making it all come together. Hey, great show right now. My buddy, Dr. Darren Rappaport, joining us here again. Not only is he a friend, but he is also one of the top, as I want to say, one of the top people that will tell you about what periodontics is, what it isn't, and what collaboration is all about. We've talked about a lot of topics since he's been on the show, and boy, we're not done yet. But here's the thing. You all have heard him not only share some very, very important information, studies that are being done, the relationship between periodontic disease and other parts of the body, the whole system of things. And he's also mentioned that, you know, part of what he does in his practice when we're thinking about Pacific Northwest periodontics is collaborates. And so, you know, when you hear about people collaborating, it's one thing. When you actually see it firsthand, it's another. That's why today's show is about dental specialist relationships. Joining Dr. Rappaport here is Dr. Tim Hess. He's a general dentist, and we're going to hear about him. But, you know, when we say general dentist, what does that mean? And how do these two people that kind of studied in the same general area but have different specialties, how did they come together? How did they work together? And why in the heck would they even want to work together? Well, I could tell you, I think they're friends, number one. That might be one thing. But it is a question of why. Welcome to both of you to the show.
Thank you
so much.
There is a why question here, Dr. Rappaport.
Absolutely.
I mean, there is. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you guys are in your own field. You know, you've studied really hard. You know, you've gone to school for a gazillion years to do this. You know, you've built your practices up. And there comes a point where somehow you look around and you say, I need to do something a little bit different for the good of the patient.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. That's exactly right. The whole beauty of this relationship, the generalist and specialist relationship, is all about patient care.
Mm.
And the longer I'm in this game, the more I've realized that. You know, there are some terrific dentists. I'm very fortunate. Tim, one of the best dentists I've ever worked with. I work with a number of really excellent dentists. We're really, really blessed. And what separates these dentists from the run-of-the-mill dentists is their understanding of dentistry. They're really perfectionists. They know what they can provide to the best of their ability. And then when there are certain procedures or problems that fall outside the scope of where they feel they can offer the best, they're more than happy to refer the patient on. It's not about the dentist. It's about the patient. And I think Tim Hess certainly is a really good example of that. And I never really knew him before we started working together, but you're right, we became really good friends because we do share the same philosophy.
Absolutely. You know, as a general dentist, I think to be a good dentist, you need to know what you can do well.
Mm.
To be a great dentist, you need to know what you can't do. You need to know your limitations. If you're building a house, you can do the electrical, you can do the plumbing, you can do all those things, but can you do them all to the level that you need to? And so in dentistry, we're kind of blessed. We've got so many specialties that we could go into. We could do root canals, endodontics. We can do oral surgery. We can do pediatric dentistry. There's the evolving specialty of geriatric dentistry as well. So there are lots of areas, but can you do them all well?
That is really the key. You know, it's kind of like that song. What is that? Kenny Rogers. I think it's Kenny Rogers. I hope I don't mess it up. You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Gambler.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so you know. You
oh,
know,
yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. Okay, I feel a Vegas weekend coming on. You know, but I'm just saying it's hard to do that sometimes. I agree with you completely. I mean, I know what I do well and I know what I don't do well, and that's why we've got Linda Kim and other people. But the question really is for folks is to understand this process,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, you know, somebody, maybe Dr. Rappaport coming to you, may not understand, well, okay, I really, you know, I like you. I want to, you know, just do it all. I don't want to go to somebody
right,
else, right?
Right, right, right. And I handle that question many, many times
yeah.
in a week.
What do you say?
Well, you know, dentistry has become more sophisticated, like
yeah.
other medicine.
Yeah.
And we can do more for people. You know, in the past, if somebody had periodontal disease, we might be taking their teeth out when they're 20, 30 years old.
Yep.
Now we can actually maintain their teeth. And we have specialists that handle those problems every day that help give us a better prognosis of what the patient can expect, may have some more sophisticated treatments than I'm able to do in my office on a daily basis, and may be able to suggest new and upcoming procedures, such as we talked about the all-in-four procedure,
yeah.
Or tooth replacement in a day, as we like to call it, for patients that are basically dental cripples, where periodontal disease has kind of ravaged their mouth. They know they're going to lose their teeth eventually, but when do you want to lose your teeth?
Right.
Do you want to lose them when you're 85 and have to go through that procedure? Or do you want to take them out, be a little bit more proactive, put 4 to 6 implants in and do a prosthesis that's fixed in place, looks good, and gives you the ability to chew and stay healthy through those, would you say, golden years, silver years? What do we say now? What's Dr. Pat?
Well, I'll tell you what we say.
Can I say platinum years?
I'm
a big fan of the platinum years.
I'm telling you, it's kind of like, you know, it's funny because I just interviewed Cheryl Richardson, who's working with Louise Hay. So let's use Louise as an example. I think she's just warming up. You know, what is she, 80? I mean, this is a woman that's going to be speaking at it. So this is a very important decision that you bring to the table here. It really is. I mean, there are pros and cons. And so the question then is, how do you go through that, Dr. Rappaport? How do you come up with this idea of referral? Because let me just tell you something that I have just experienced recently myself,
mm-hmm.
in the medical profession.
Yep.
It is really hard to get as specific as referral as you two are doing right here. If you're lucky, you'll get a list. Then you have to call. So what you guys are talking about is more than what I call, or what you're calling here, relationship. This is a partnership.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes sense to me. And you don't find that right now in the medical profession. It's just not there.
That's true. And I know, especially with Tim, and I have this with some of my other referring officers as well. And we're on the phone every day, aren't we, Tim? I mean, almost on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Patient comes in. Tim will call me beforehand. He'll tell me about what's happening. I'm very well prepared when the patient comes. You know, I then call him afterwards. We discuss the patient care. So it's almost like it's one office, you know, and we're really working quite closely together. And, you know, certainly when we're doing these very involved cases, as Tim was describing, these sort of tooth replacement in a day, this even becomes even more important because you really need a partner on the other side. There's a certain part that we can do. There's a certain part that he does. But I think the part that I really find important is that we're each focusing on what we do really well.
Mm.
And even though I was a restorative dentist for quite some time before I specialized in periodontics, my skills in that department in terms of restoring teeth and doing the restorations are not like what they used to be. And so really being able to focus and know that I have someone on the other side. And quite recently, Tim and I were treating a patient together. He actually came to my office, and we actually collaborated chair side on the patient while we did the surgical procedure.
Really?
So this is something that's kind of unique.
Wow, that's
nice.
That's very new, though.
Well, yeah, the opportunity's there, but, we get busy and we forget to take those.
We do.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if your listeners know how much training a specialist, say a periodontist or...
No, let's talk about that. I don't think we do.
A general dentist...
I do. I know how many gazillion years you guys...
So a general dentist will go to 4 years undergraduate, mm-hmm. and then it's 4 years dental school,
mm-hmm.
and perhaps they'll do a year general practice and residency. A specialist, on the other hand, completes those 8 years and could go to another 2 years to become an orthodontist, another 3 years as a perio program, or another 4+ years to become an oral surgeon. So what's a little frustrating is when we have such great specialists in this area. The University of Washington is one of the premier institutions in the world, and we've got great specialists in our area. And, if your general dentist is suggesting you see one of these people, it's in your best interest because we've got the best here. Why not utilize them? We have people flying from Alaska to come down for periodontal care. If you're living out in the middle of Idaho, you don't have these opportunities. You know, take advantage of the care that's available to you here.
I agree. Before we go to break, what I want to do is make sure people have information about both of you and how to get a hold of each of you. Let's take a moment and give out your information first, Dr. Hess.
It's Dr. Tim Hess. I'm a general dentist in Auburn, Washington. And the phone number is 253-939-2424. Or you can reach us on the web at www.thessdds.com.
All right. And how, Dr. Rapoport, one more time for you.
Sure. Pacific Northwest Periodontics, that's pnwperio.com, 206-575-1086.
And one of the things let's make sure we mention when we come back from break is that even though you two gentlemen are here, you have a team behind you.
Oh absolutely. Yeah.
And I want to talk about the team behind the men and how all of this comes together. Because, you know, when you enter into partnership, you've got to have the buy-in of the people that are working with you.
Absolutely.
And when we come back, let's talk about that in terms of close relationships and what the ultimate benefit is going to be for people to have this kind of partnership. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hey, everybody. everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Darren Rappaport joining us here today, and Dr. Tim House as well. This is such an important conversation because, you know, one of the things I want to emphasize is that, you know, these days, most of us are pretty much on our own in terms of our own care, in terms of our own health care, finding the right physicians. But, you know, we do a really good job on this show bringing you the best of the best so that you can make decisions about your health, whether it is, you know, natural medicine or dentistry. We make sure that we are bringing the conversation to you. One of the things that was so important to me in my conversation with Dr. Rappaport was his philosophy about helping people. Because in this world, all of us, including my team here on the Dr. Pat Show, all of us, we are always in partnership with other people to bring you the best of the best. These two gentlemen represent a new paradigm. It is a new paradigm. And it's a new paradigm that goes against the grain, if you will, right now, in a world where medicine, dentistry, psychology, psychiatry are all being dissected and put into silos. Thank you both for joining me here today. You're welcome. Really going against the grain. So I don't know whose brainchild this is, but let's talk about what this means for the patient in this next segment. Because you guys know this. Things are not being put together. They're actually being separated right now. There's a specialist for everything.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Which... I had to go to three different people to take care of a toe issue.
And let me guess, none of them were talking to each other.
No. Actually, I had to find them myself. Who knew that a big toe could be such a problem?
Well, I don't think the problem is necessarily that there's too many specialists.
No, I don't think so.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Communication. That's the key. But it's tough.
Yeah.
When people have different insurers and they have the list of the people that they need to go see and they're not on their list and this and that, that makes it tough. And I don't know if it's going to get any better in medicine anytime soon. In dentistry, we still face those problems as well. And when people are on certain insurance plans, PPOs or capitation, oftentimes, I will refer somebody to, say, to Dr. Rappaport and Dr. Schuler for an implant, let's say. And they'll come back and say, well, somebody else is on my PPO, and they're not on my PPO, and I'd like to go see them. And that makes it tough because I know what
that's a preferred provider list.
Yes, sorry. I know what I'm going to get from Dr. Rappaport and Pacific Northwest Periodontics there. The other fellow or lady that's the specialist, I don't know. They may be a fantastic practitioner, but I wouldn't know. I don't have the background. And so it's tough when the patient says, hey, here's the list of the periodontist that I can go to or my insurance company says I can go to. It's like picking one out of the phone book. A lot of times, put your finger on one, call them up, see if you like them.
Yeah.
Well,
let's talk about the team behind the team, because I said we were going to talk about the team behind the team.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would not want you two guys to go back to your office and, you know, be like, I didn't mention us. But, you know, you are the spokesperson. But honestly, neither one of you could have the reputation that you have to be sort of at this level of excellence without a really good team.
Well, Dr. Pat, I got to thank you because, you know what, I've been remiss. I don't think I thank my team enough. So for all the ladies who are listening in the office right now, let me tell you how much I do appreciate you. We're both very, very fortunate. We have really phenomenal teams. In fact, they were just together last night. We had a little powwow together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But it's true. They really are the coaches for the patients. A lot of the times the patients will tell them things, Tim, don't they? That they won't necessarily tell us.
Yeah, and absolutely. Because, you know, I think I'm getting the point across to the patient and I'm showing them photographs of their teeth and x-rays and telling them about inlays and onlays. And then I leave the room and what's the first thing they say to the assistant? Now, what's he want me to do?
And I know this. Because people are afraid to ask you.
Oh, absolutely.
And what they have to do, they're really the communicators, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I have the best team that I've ever had.
Mm.
You know, even in downturn in the economy, they're upbeat. And, you know, I couldn't do it without them. The support that I get in my office, that's what makes me successful. That and probably the support of my wife.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. See, I'm telling you, you better start mentioning it. This is like when you're getting like the Academy Award and you forget to mention somebody. But, you know, this is really the difference. And I can't emphasize enough how important this is. What are some of the situations that might come up for people? I mean, I'm curious on how you know that you're at the point of referring. This has got to be one of the most trickiest places, I think.
It's not as tough as you think.
Okay,
because,
educate me.
Say somebody that's been in your practice for 10, 15 years, mm-hmm. and every year you're coming in, you're taking your records, you can see the slow bone loss going mm-hmm. on or the probings, and you realize the therapies that you're doing, the scaling and the root planing and the recall visits every 3-4 months aren't working.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the time to, you know, send the patient on. And it's important to, you know, as you said before, patients a lot of times say, oh, no, I don't want to go anywhere else. If you can't do it, Dr. Hess, I don't want to do it. And a lot of times we have to just sit back and say, hey, you know, I really need you to go see Dr. Rappaport.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't follow through with his recommendations, right. at least you have the information. If we're making decisions on our health care from an informed position, then I think that's okay. It's okay for patients to say, no, I don't want to do that treatment,
right,
as long as they're informed.
Right. Well, you know, Dr. Rappaport, for you, I mean, I know that you are one of the most progressive periodontists that I've actually come across in a really long time. And actually, the procedure you talked about earlier, I'm not sure if people that were not listening to the show that we did on that, but we have come a really long way in figuring out how to save teeth, how to help people actually make sure that there are alternatives to yanking every tooth out. And I think that's a procedure you mentioned where, you know, a couple of implants and prosthesis or something like that. What do you see in the future for this collaboration? I'd like to hear from each of you, and thank you both for joining me here today.
Well, I'm hoping that the collaborations will continue. Mm. But what's happening in dentistry, I think, is what's happening in medicine, is that because the economy is tight and times are difficult, I think a lot of general dentists are doing procedures perhaps that they shouldn't be because they're pressed to do that from economic perspective. I mean, I certainly understand that. Fortunately, I'm very lucky. I work with many dentists who put the patients first, and it's the wealth of the patient that matters. But more and more, as the insurance benefits are cut, and there's more dentists and there's patients, there's almost a perception that dentists have to do procedures outside the scope of their expertise. So
mm-hmm.
I do hope that the collaboration does continue. But what I'm seeing right now, the trend, is certainly disconcerting, and I think that most specialists, dental specialists, would probably agree with that.
Yeah, I think you know, the economy has hit dentists as well, and
mm-hmm.
as our patients are cutting back, general dentists are saying, maybe instead of referring these wisdom teeth out, I'll do them in my office, where they probably weren't doing that procedure
right.
on a regular basis.
Right.
And they might be overextending themselves beyond their comfort level.
Right.
And, you know, there's certainly general dentists that can do many, many of these things that specialists do very, very well.
That's true.
But we can't do everything to the level in all areas. It's just not possible.
People also, as Cheryl Richardson was saying before, you know, we all have to learn how to stand up and ask the questions too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is really important. You know, sometimes we get a little bit intimidated by asking the tough questions, right?
Well, the tough question is, you know, when something's recommended, well, that's great. How many of these procedures have you done?
Exactly.
And where did you get your training for it?
There you go.
The other thing I should add that with our patients, we try to use a kind of a co-diagnosis, meaning that along the way, we're taking photographs, we're x-rays, they're up on the monitor. Mm. So by the time I come in and my patient's been with the hygienist, they're basically telling me what I need to do. They understand. We've educated them, and they can make that informed decision. And I think that's great that we can bring the patient into the fold there.
I love it. You know, I want to thank you guys for doing what you're doing. I mean, Dr. Rappaport, you always amazed me because it is by this level of collaboration where, you know, the sum of the two is so much greater.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, everyone, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Michael Shane is in the house.
Let's go.